So the epistle for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, I, a prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, one body and one spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, asked him, tempting him, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets. And the Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think you of Christ? Whose son is he? They say to him, David's. He saith to them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. 15 years ago, I was a newly ordained priest in my first assignment in Syracuse, New York. And I remember being in the school, teaching classes, when the Twin Towers went down, and being in New York, obviously it hit a little bit closer to home, even though we were still 6 hours from New York City itself. And I think this anniversary of, obviously, September 11th, 9/11, reminds us of the need of being always in the state of grace. Because certainly we can look at it in terms of a spiritual lesson for us. I mean, none of those people who went to work that morning knew that they would not make it home that night. I mean, for them, they went to work as every other day. And so we can examine and look at, yes, what a tragedy it is, obviously losing any time, family and friends. And even for the people there, not even knowing if they were still alive or if they were trapped or not. Because I remember at the time we actually had a student that her father worked in the Twin Towers. Thanks be to God that he was able to make it out safely. But still that not knowing for her, and we had to try to talk to her about that. And how scary that is for us just to think about. And so that shows to us the fleetingness of life. Because we're not promised another day, we're not promised another hour. And so it's important for us to realize the state of our soul. That God has given us this time here on earth as a means to get to heaven. So as I say, we're not promised another time. We have no idea when God will call us, whether it will be a tragedy that happens, whether it will be something that we die of natural causes. I mean, obviously, God only knows. But the most important thing for us is the state of our soul. Are we prepared? Are we ready for when God does call us? I mean, certainly we can go back and we can look at all the different tragedies that have happened, whether it's 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, a tsunami, the various killings that have gone on. And granted, the list goes on. It makes us wonder. But I think, one, we look at the state of the world itself, and as I mentioned many times before, as the world goes farther and farther away from God, more of these things happen. Because of them going away from Almighty God. And yet we come back to the fact of God is still in control. You know, why does God permit these different tragedies? One, it's a mystery of Almighty God. We have no idea. But one, we have to come back to the idea of the chastisements of God too. I mean, granted, we look in sacred scripture and we see the famous story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those people of those towns turned their back completely on Almighty God, and God destroyed the cities. He destroyed the cities because they had turned their back on him. And in some ways, we can look at it, enough is enough. God was done with those two cities. You see, obviously, in sacred scripture that God warned, obviously, Abraham and Lot, warning them to get out of the cities, not to turn back, not to look back. And so they were able to leave the cities, obviously, except Lot's wife. And many of the spiritual authors, because she was so attached to the world, that's why she did look back and then was turned to a pillar of salt. But as I say, we look at that in terms of a chastisement from Almighty God because of how the people turned their back on God. And granted, with the different tragedies that have happened, I mean, I remember Hurricane Katrina, I remember, obviously, 9/11, the tsunami, that when those tragedies happen, some people, yes, it gave them the idea that they need to turn back to God. But for how long? How long before then they forgot about these events that took place, that they went back to their lifestyle away from God? That they had forgotten what took place? Or that this reminder comes from God in these tragedies, yes, that we have to, we owe our life to Almighty God. And I remember even a cartoon mocking that after those things happened. So there's a person watching television and the wife comes over and just says, there's a study that's been out and there are more people have gone to Mass. And he asked, he said, oh, what tragedy happened? Because it only takes sometimes, these are the things that people then will come back to God. But then, as I say, soon after that, they forget, they live their lives, oblivious to Almighty God and His laws. And so that's why for us, it's a good reminder, the fleetingness of life. It's a good reminder to us of how we need to spend our time here on earth. Because what tragedy will come next? God only knows. What tragedy may affect us? Again, God only knows. But we know for a fact that God will call us at one point. And whether that will be through a tragedy, whether that will be through natural causes, whatever, God will call all of us to our judgment. And that is what we must try to prepare every day of our life for. And knowing that Almighty God offers out to us the graces to help us to live a good life. Because when you examine and say, okay, well, what is necessary for a good death? Well, one is to live a good life. To try to always stay in the state of sanctifying grace. Because really, in that aspect, if you, with moral certitude, think you are in the state of grace, if God were to call you, well, then at least you would be as prepared as you can be. And so living a good life, living in sanctifying grace, also, it's something that we can look at in terms of treating our next confession as possibly our last. Of realizing this could be the last time that I seek forgiveness from Almighty God on this earth. If we have that kind of preparation for us, that will definitely help us in making a good confession and realizing, okay, what are the difficulties and the struggles that I have, what are things I have a natural tendency to fall into. if we treat it that way. To also to accept the trials and crosses that come from Almighty God, because it is through these crosses and trials that could be our means to heaven. They could be the way for us to sanctify our soul when God permits us to undergo these different crosses and trials. We can say the basic principle of moral theology, avoid sin and do good. Sounds simple enough, but how hard it is to try to put into practice that every day of our life. But these are the things that we must try to live by. Because if our goal is heaven, well, then we have to try to be prepared for that step. If God is calling us back to Him throughout our lives, we've got to be prepared for that. It's too easy for us just to say, well, I'm having a struggle. I can't avoid these things. They seem all around me, the temptations. Well, yes and no. How much do we want heaven? How much do we care for our eternal salvation? Because if that's the case, we will do whatever is necessary to reach heaven. I mean, is that something we think about every day of our life? How much do I want heaven? I quoted for you many times before St. Augustine, as someone lives, so they will die. You can also look at it in terms of as the tree falls, so it shall lie. I mean, it's a reminder to us as we live our daily life. That is how then most likely we will die. And so that is something that, as I say, it's a good reminder to us. A lot of times, different tragedies that have been in the world, we may remember where we were at that time. And so, yes, it strikes us, it hits us, it hits close to home, maybe. But as I say, you know, God doesn't promise us another day. We have no idea when God will call us. We could be in full health, the prime of our life. I can't seem to remember when that was for me, but that is something that we may think that way for ourselves. And then God may call us at that point. So let us take this opportunity to consider our soul. Let us take the opportunity now, if we're not in the state of grace, to do something about it. If by experience we've seen how we've fallen from the state of grace, do something about that. Especially if it's occasions of sin, especially if it's things that we normally fall into. Cut those things off. Cut those things out of our life. Because you wonder, how long did God put up with Sodom and Gomorrah before he finally said, enough is enough, I'm done. I mean, certainly the cities had their warnings, different things, and then God finally just said, I'm done with these two cities, and he destroyed them completely. Annihilated the cities off the map. God can do that. God can do that at any point, at any time, whenever he wants. And so that is something that we must try to consider now. The state of our soul. How is our soul before the eyes of God? And so these different tragedies that happen, yes, they can be wake-up calls from God. They can be good reminders to us of the state of our soul. Maybe it doesn't affect us here and now. But what a reflection for us to think about people that tragically lost their lives in an instant. Were they ready? Were they ready before the eyes of God? As I say, those people on 9/11 that went into work thinking it was just another day of work. Did they realize that they would not come home that night? I mean, these are the things we must think about because of the state of our soul. So prepare yourself for a good death, a death that is pleasing in the eyes of God. And as we say in the litany, we pray, from a sudden unprovided death, deliver us, O Lord. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.